It's been a tumultuous week for many people. Anybody that's dealing with the idea of being locked in, it's something that we struggle with. Those people that are dealing with the fact that you go to the supermarket and it's crazy that there's nothing left on the shelves, that's also pretty crazy. And it doesn't take one who's a financial genius to recognize that the financial markets have had a really rough couple weeks. Sometimes people say, oh, if I only had money, I would be able to solve all the problems. But it's not so simple. On top of that, you have people that don't even have any money in the market that are walking around all downtrodden. Oh, the market's terrible. Does it really make a difference to them? Not really, because they don't have anything in there. And yet, somehow, that kind of is like how we guide ourselves in our thinking. There's a fascinating pasuk in our parasha that I think really sheds light on where people are at in terms of their thoughts on money. The Torah tells us, talking about Bezalel, who was the head of the Mishkan, God filled him up with the wisdom of God, all kinds of wisdom, and to understand how to do stuff. Meaning, he was a brilliant man, but he also understood the art of building the Mishkan. That's a big deal. You could have brilliant people, but they don't understand, they're not capable in that specific area of doing something. That's to say, you could have someone who gets a 1600 on his SATs. He's a brilliant analyst. Good luck with heart surgery. That's just not his skill set. So you have Bezalel, who's brilliant, but at the same time, Bezalel also has the ability to do what he has to do to build the Mishkan. And yet right afterwards, it tells us, v'lachshov machshavot, he could think, and he knew what to do with the gold, the silver, and the copper. Question that's asked by Harav Yaakov Avida is, he says, one of the things that we say, it's common knowledge, it's a common expression, is hadaga aikarit eich lirchush kesef. People always wonder, how do I amass wealth? And then but we all know what to do with money, we just don't know how to make it. And he says, that's a misconception. The truth is that most people don't know what to do with money. Because kesef, money, has the ability to what? Ma'ale adam u'morido. It can raise a person, it could also lower the person. What did we do with money? We built the Mishkan. But what did we do with that same money? We also built the Egel. They both come from the same thing. Says the Torah, Bezalel was endowed with incredible wisdom. The wisdom to know what? How to build the Mishkan. But also, lachshov machshavot. He also had unbelievable wisdom to know what to do to make his calculations. Lasso bazahav v'chesev. Rav Avida adds in, ma lasso bazahav v'chesev. What to do with money. It's not enough to know how to do everything, but to know where money goes and how it should be spent and how it should be calculated. I once heard a beautiful story of a man who was quite wealthy, and he did some quick calculations. He had an unbelievable year in the stock market, not like this past couple of weeks. He had an unbelievable year in the stock market, made a tremendous amount of money. And he came to one of the causes that he gave money to, and he says, I want you to know, I figured something out. I figured out how much money I made in the stock market this year, and I also figured out how much money I gave to Tzedakah this year. And it happens to be that there was a correlation, that they were very closely associated with each other. He said, that's a message to me. It's a message that God has given me a great gift, and I have to spend it wisely, and I have to give more Tzedakah. And so he increased his giving. Lachshov machshavot. You have to know how to think. Bazahav v'chesev anachoshet. Like Rav Avida says, ma la'aso bazahav v'chesev. It's not just knowledge of how to make the money, but what to do with it when you have it. We often make the mistake of thinking that the gift is how to make the money. Not at all. How to make the money is not really us. That's vayimalei oto ruach elokim. That's God's gift. God gave you the talent that you could do it. The question is, do you know malaso bazahav v'chesef? That is not a godly gift. That's an internal piece of knowledge. That's something that we have to really think about. Have a great day.